And oh, then there are a whole lot of terrible ones like coons and things like that, but I was educated not to ever call them anything. As a matter of fact, I had my mouth washed out for saying nigger. That was mm-hmm. not considered to be a nice word, although I certainly hear it a lot.
What would be the most common term you would use?
Negro.
Mm-hmm. What about the term colored or black?
Well, yes, I use colored, and nowadays I use black because that's what they want, and it's all right mm-hmm. with me.
What would you call a real light-skinned Negro?
Probably a mulatto or maybe a high yeller.
Mm-hmm.
High yeller was a good term.
And
actually, that was one that I picked up from colored people themselves, not ever from whites.
Uh-huh.
They always used to refer to them, and scornfully, as a high yeller.
What about mulatto? Does that
mulatto mm-hmm.
mean that they're one parent's white, or does
well, it means that they have white blood in them.
Mm-hmm. What about a real dark-skinned Negro?
Well, just a real black one.
No special names?
Probably are, and I can't think what they are.
And someone of our race would call?
We'd probably call them white.
Any other terms for white?
Well, Caucasian, but that's not a term. If you say, what race are you? I say white.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's generally the terms that you find on any papers that you have to, like your license or what have you.
And white people that you sort of look down on, they don't have any money or any education, but they don't want to seem to do anything for themselves.
Well, there was a good old Southern term, again, something that I never heard from my parents or any member of my family, but picked up from colored people who, again, looked down on them, called them poor white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Only you pronounce it poor white trash.
Is that term poor white trash used by white people ever?
Yes.
But it was just something that...
But we just had the kind of family that were never allowed mm-hmm. to use that because it was not considered nice.
Mm-hmm. Any other?
But yes, I've heard it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms that blacks would use for whites that they look down on?
Lots of them, and as a matter of fact, discussing it with my maid this morning, she said that peckerwood was something that colored people
mm-hmm.
Referred to whites, and that was the first time I'd heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they had a lot of them beside the whitey that's current now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I really don't know what they all are.
What would you call them? Someone that lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can tell immediately that...
A hick or a hayseed.
Okay. And the French people in Louisiana are called...
The Cajuns.
Any other names?
Mostly just Cajuns. And of course, it's supposed to be short for Acadians, but nobody ever says Acadian. They always say Cajun.
What about a joking name or sort of a crude-sounding name?
Well, I really don't know.
Do you ever hear the term coonie or coon?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've heard those.
How would those be used?
Usually by one talking about another.
Uh-huh.
Really, as a matter of fact, because we were never allowed to call names, and really, I had to grow up and read books before I ever heard of such things as WAP or kike or any of those things. These were not terms that I ever used, but I think it was perhaps the genteel society that I was brought up in, and perhaps we were protected from some of those things, like knowledge of other sort of things that go on.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that a patent place existed. But I do know that in a lower economic level that these things are quite commonly used.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were sort of insulated against it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to find it out much later, usually by reading. Since then, I've heard people call them. For instance, I know good Cajun friend who's very successful and owns his own business. He's an old coon-ice like me,
mm-hmm.
you know.